If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventureketeers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America, tonight's episode, Beyond Belief, Sarcophagus Now. Starring Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster as those married mediums Frank and Sadie Doyle. Also starring Keegan-Michael Key as Clyde Foster, archaeologist without fear. Hal Lublin as a native boy. John Ross Bowie as a mummy. Jamie Denbo as a goddess. And Mark Gagliardi as a demon. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is directed by Aaron Ginsberg and written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steel yourself for mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust. Headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's dark episode, Sarcophagus Now. Our story begins in the arid Egyptian desert.
Giza! Archaeological relics abound! Nearly all of them catalogued within an inch of their ancient lives. All except the Black Pyramid of Cathuset. My destination. For I am Dr. Clyde Foster, archaeologist without fear!
Sir, Dr. Clyde Foster.
Yes.
None who enter the Black Pyramid return. The curse of Cathuset is most potent.
Superstition and folklore. I'll tell you what's more potent than any curse is. Human curiosity. Mine.
Really? Even thinking of entering Black Pyramid can be deadly.
Oh, really? Then why aren't I dead?
Sir, perhaps because... Yes, see? There you go.
No!
None shall enter the Black Pyramid of Cathuset.
None? Count again. I think you mean two. Frank and Sadie Doyle here to muddy up a statistic.
Sir, no! You mustn't even consider the idea. You will end up like Dr. Clyde Foster. He died not even a minute past, and yet he is as emaciated as I am, as if it was years. You, American drunk people, listen to me better than Dr. Clyde Foster did. None shall enter the Black Pyramid of Cathuset.
Well, we'll see about that. I have my flashiest light, my pithiest helmet, and a fifth of gin swimming through my liver. The spirit of adventure swells within me.
You forgot the most important ingredient, Frank.
I said gin. Huh? Oh! Where's my head? I've got you by my side, Sadie Love, to protect me.
But, sir... The Black Pyramid is danger even to look at it.
Nonsense. To even look at it, it's just a big triangle.
Yes. And it is said to house the perfect gift for a friend of ours.
Yes. We are here in this Band-Aid-colored land to find a unique... a unique birthday present for a fire demon we know named Shishakit. He adores cats, and there is said to be a one-of-a-kind jade cat statuette in this Black Pyramid of Cathuset.
You seek the jade cat of the Black Temple of Cathuset?
Yes, 2 seconds ago.
It is surely your funeral, sir.
Oh, no thank you. When my time comes, I want one of those New Orleans jazz parades.
Oh, no, you don't, Frank Discussion Doyle. You are forbidden to ever, 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 ever die. Do you understand me?
Forbition granted. Mm. And now, my dear, shall we... Now, my dear, shall we explore this Black Pyramid of Cthusit that everyone is talking about?
No, none are talking about it. Even talking about it can cause cardiac dysrhythmia. Or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
I am not afraid of any mummies. Good day.
You will perish! I'm surprised you haven't already, but I'll wait over there. You'll see!
We're inside the Black Pyramid of Cthusit, and we are not dead.
No, I do hope we're not. What? I detest a twist ending. Mm. Yes.
Oh-ho, what have we here?
Oh, Frank, hieroglyphics. What do they say?
Oh, I know what let's do. I'll translate each thought, and we'll add in the boudoir to the end for a saucy result.
Naughty!
All right, let me see here. Oh, my gracious. I did not have to add in the boudoir to this one.
Scandalous. But it's just a series of drawings of kittens.
Oh, I wish that's all it was. Look as I shine the light down to reveal the kitten's décolletage.
Oh, such bosomy kittens. Hmm.
Seems this pharaoh had quite an ungentlemanly yen for Bast, a cat-headed goddess.
Oh, well, perhaps they shared common interests, such as an enjoyment of lasagna and an aversion to Mondays.
Could be. Well, now, these hieroglyphics alternate between smutty odes and outright filthy limericks about her.
Do you think that's why the pyramid is cursed? This pharaoh didn't want anyone to see that he wrote terrible poetry about his kitty cat girlfriend.
Well, that is exactly what it says here.
Oh.
Whosoever reads this evidence of my love that isn't Bast herself shall be doomed to a great curse, etc., etc.
I must say, you are wonderful at hieroglyphics, darling.
Well, now, when you got me the tapes, I thought, fat chance. But then it actually started sinking in.
Oh,
on the topic of sinking in, the stone beneath my feet has shifted.
Oh, Frank, either you're growing slowly taller or that ceiling is coming down to meet us.
Done in by architecture, I never saw that coming.
What's hieroglyphic for emergency exit?
Oh, maybe this stone. It reads, this way to King Cthusit's chamber.
Oh! A hidden corridor! Fortunately, it was labeled. Goodbye, murderous anteroom. I shall not miss you.
That ancient ceiling was too slow for us and our very modern style of walking away.
What further booby traps do you think we might encounter?
Oh, what? I believe we are, in fact, encountering one now.
No, you don't say.
Now, Sadie, do not be alarmed, but this corridor is as loaded as we are, but with snakes.
Oh, Frank, snakes? I'm considering becoming alarmed. How many snakes?
Let me see. Hundreds, I'd estimate.
Hundreds? No. Why aren't they hissing? Cat goddesses got their tongues.
Now, darling, I'm no herpetology coroner, but they seem to have been dead for a very long time. I don't know who thought they were being clever loading a place up with snakes, but they never had a goldfish nor a guinea pig for a pet. You have to feed animals, ancient Egyptians. Oh, also, they will not live to be thousands of years old, even if you do feed them. Come on, dear, let's slog through these dead snakes and see the mummy.
Oh, Frank, do you remember our guinea pig?
Vaguely. What was his name again?
A Chester.
Yeah.
The poor dear couldn't handle his liquor.
Well, here we are, the mummy room. Look at all this stuff. It's like a pirate cave, only with more mummified cats.
This Cthusit appears to have had a problem throwing things away. Hmm.
Quite the posthumous hoarder. I'm surprised it's not stacks of National Geographic magazine and penny savers. May as well have a collection of rotten pumpkins or thermoses.
Now, which of the cats is the jade one?
Oh, the green one there at the top of the... What is that, a shrine to Bast? Ugh, we get it, Cthusit. You were smitten. You wrote Bast's name on all your notebook covers and were likely extremely boring at parties with how you'd go on and on about Bast.
Oh, Frank, I'm taking the jade cat from the shrine. Beware booby traps. taking it. Taking it. I have taken it. Hello, crocodile. You would have made a sterling booby trap if you were alive. Play in the fall hadn't killed you.
All right, Sadie, a photo with the old cat fancier and then go to Cairo for lunch?
Oh, good. I am terrifically thirsty.
All right. I'll just pop open the old sarcophagus here. All right, love, now just get in close. Closer. Really nestle in tight. Just wiggle into that coffin if you have to. Okay. Perfect. Now, say cheese.
Bast?
No, cheese. It makes people smile.
Excuse me, no. I would... Who would mistake the words cheese and bast? Not an Egyptian pharaoh, that's for sure. No, rather, I was wondering if this person nuzzled against me was perhaps Bast, my beloved goddess. I only just came back to life, presumably to finally meet Bast and take her as my bride, and I cannot see a thing for some reason.
Oh, you're wrapped in linen might be the reason.
Really? Yeah, I bet I know what happened. I bet they mummified me. Oh, yeah, those guys. Well, whoever you are, unwrap me. I command it.
Please wouldn't kill you? As you are already dead?
Did you not hear me command it? I am the pharaoh. Respect the office, if not the man.
Oh, like a bartender. Yeah.
Sir, you are not the pharaoh of us.
Well, Frank, he's only just arisen from the dead. Who amongst us isn't grumpy on waking? I'll help you unwrap your head, darling.
Well, thank you.
Sadie, Doyle, this is my husband.
Frank.
Hello.
You are wrapped up tight. They should leave a tab to get you started. Come on, you stubborn wrapping. Let this pharaoh go. And... ah! Here we are. Oh. Oh, well, yes. Let's hope you have a sparkling personality. And a terrific sense of humor, and you know an instrument and you're rich.
Wait, what? Why?
On the plus side, you'll certainly find out just who are the shallow people in your life.
But I am so handsome. They wrote whole papyrus scrolls about my exceeding handsomeness.
I do not know how many drinks it would take for that to be true. But I am willing to thoroughly research the topic.
Just describe my appearance in minute detail.
You look like a gray prude.
I can't let Bast see me. She'll never want me like this.
Oh, you're expecting Bast, are you?
Well, that's the deal. I worshipped her more than any other god in the pantheon. She was supposed to come to me, wake me from my eternal slumber with a kiss, and then she'd charm Anubis on my behalf. I'd get judged favorably, and the devourer of the dead would have no power over my soul. Then me and Bass would go to the big dance together in the everlasting paradise. But now, looking like this, deal's off for certain.
Well, now, Cthusit, not to throw a wet blanket over your dried-out wrappings, but clearly she didn't want you in the first place, or she'd have come already.
Yeah. Where is she? I spent my life trying to please her, and she just leaves me dead? I devoted this whole place to her. You think I like all these cats everywhere?
Yes?
Well, I got that impression.
I mean, sure, but not as much as I like Bast. And where did that get me? Nowhere.
Well, Cthusit's curse has nothing on his tantrum.
If a pharaoh does it, it's not a tantrum. Wasted my life. Wasted my death.
Cthusit, darling, why not just let Frank take a photo of us and the Doyles will be on their way?
I don't even have a frame of reference for what that is.
this will be some picture. Sadie smiling, Cthusa destroying the Shrine of Bast, and some cat-headed person materializing.
Meow. Who dares defile my shrine?
Cthuseth? Pharaoh, king of rushes, the warrior tyrant of the Euphrates, former, now mummified person, I guess, whose feelings you hurt.
Yeah, not my type, then or now. I like a strong chin and like blue eyes. Well, anyway, you defiled my shrine, so death for you, okay?
Sure, of course you notice when I defile your shrine, but where were you when I made it for you?
Oh, she's walking away.
Why are you walking away? Are we still having a conversation?
Hello.
Oh, she just came right up to me, didn't she?
Hello, hello, hello.
I think she wants you to pet her, Frank.
Sorry, I'm less of a cat person and more of a drinks person.
It would mean a lot to me.
Right. Yeah. Behind the ears? Is that what people do? No. Okay. Scratching you?
I love you. Okay. Now I hate you. Goodbye.
She's finicky.
I'm so sorry. Did you say it's death for me? Because, you know, technically I am already dead.
This time for good. I'll see your soul devoured. Birds are jerks. You know when light reflects off of something and the glint of it bounces around? I like that. And none of you are doing that, so death for all of you.
Actually, we have other plans.
Ah, yes, a drinks meeting. With each other.
Okay, you can go.
Thank you. Unexpectedly reasonable.
Come on, Frank, before she changes her mind.
We left the room only to find ourselves back in it.
Ugh. I do believe she's playing Cat, Goddess, and Mouse with us.
I'm real funny. Get it? Do you want death now, or should I play with you some more, or...
Oh, is she even paying attention to us?
What's that? Oh, nothing. No, shh, shh. You pet me now.
All right.
I am enjoying this. Huh? Now I'm over it, but still do it. Yeah.
Klaus.
I am not sorry.
Well, you sure can pick him, Pharaoh.
I can't help it. I have a type. My first girlfriend burnt down my first pyramid in Bast, you know. She buried the old capital city in a decades-long sandstorm. Thousands died. I'm sure mostly slaves, but a lot of people, too. Should she really focus on us, I think we'd be in trouble.
What are the odds on that actually happening?
I am really focused on you.
We're in trouble.
Nice kitty.
Too little, too late.
I have an idea. Summon your deity, and he or she can stand up to Bast on your behalf. Especially if your deity has a dog head.
That's true. I don't mind.
Say, do we have a god to summon?
Yes!
Oh, but...
Yes, but...
Are you whispering or calling me?
Whispering!
Whispering.
Sorry.
We were just whispering.
So sorry.
Just having a whisper. Bit of a whisper.
I came over anyway.
Hello. Okay, then it's worth a try. I'll summon our god. Shashaket, Venet, Hic, Opus, Vobus! Stand back, my god is coming, and he is fearsome, and red, and fiery, and...
Loves hot dogs!
Shh, don't! And will lay waste to all...
Hot dogs!
All gods are pharaohs, basically all he sees. Ladies and gentlemen, Shashaket the fire god!
Who has summoned Shashaket? What is your offering?
Oh, hey, Frank Doyle! You summoned me. Hey, I hope your offering is hot dogs. I love me some hot dogs, you guys. Hey, Hey, wait up, wait up. All right, are we in Egypt? Okay, okay, if we're in Egypt, I want to try some fattoush or some Egyptian hot dogs or something.
Shashaka, it's so wonderful to see you.
Sadie, hey, you're still wasting time with this bum, huh? When are you going to come to your senses and knock on my door?
Oh, Shashaka.
Hey, I'm just teasing. You know me, it's how I am. I am like this, you guys.
This is your god? Okay. I mean, no, some god?
God, me? Get a load of this cat head lady.
Do not use that tone about her.
Ooh, this guy now.
Shashaka, a word.
Hey, what is it, guys?
Yeah, we find ourselves in a bit of a pickle, and we need you to, well, just fib a little.
What, fib? About what, you guys?
Do pretend to be a god.
Oh.
Please, put on a show, won't you?
Oh, but I'm just a fire demon.
No, sure. But this cat goddess is she's a shot glass shy of a cocktail set and could at any time kill us all.
Oh, okay. Sure, I get you. All right.
I am Shashaket, a real god and stuff. Nobody ought to mess with me, on account of I will rain fire and brimstone up on you. Herewith an example of the fire. Ooh, right? Yeah, brimstone I will leave to your imagination. Now, let's get out of here and get some hot dogs as tribute to a real neat god. That is me.
Okay, nice chin.
What?
What?
Your eyes are blue. I like you.
Oh, hey. I'm a cat person. I mean, not like you, not like half cat, half person, but you know what I mean. I mean, you know they can sense cat people.
Pet me.
Oh, see? Frisky. Hey, I think that you and I ain't going to fight so much as find her a saucer of milk and call it a day, all the same to you guys.
I love milk. And you. Guess I won't kill you, but bye.
Oh, all right. Well, let's go, cat lady. Ciao, Frankie. Sadie, don't ever change. You, guy that looks like a prune. I don't know what your deal is, but you have a hot dog sometime. You will love it. Okay, bye.
Well, I guess we did better than give Shashaka a jade cat.
Yes, what wonderful friends are we.
I will forever miss her. Literally. And forever. I am now doomed to roam the earth.
Doomed? Oh, earth is wonderful, darling. Roaming it is half the fun.
Especially when you've got a better half with whom to roam it.
Yeah, I don't.
I do!
Me too!
Oh, now, come on, King of the Rushes. There's plenty of crazy fish in the nutty sea. And you've got an eternity to find one that is crazy enough to love your desiccated face.
Hey, you're right. The odds are with me.
Let's just say they are!
And they all drank heavily ever after.
It seems Frank and Sadie can wrap up quite well any pyramid scheme presented to them. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a frightful episode titled Clear Eyes, Pure Heart Can Murder.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.